The Biden campaign's legal team has been sanguine about the deluge to come. Let me tell you this, if you go to the Supreme Court today, drive around the building, you will not see Donald Trump, and you will not see his lawyers, says Bob Bauer, former White House counsel under Barack Obama and a senior advisor to the Biden campaign. He's not going to the Supreme Court of the United States to get the voting to stop. But at least some top Republicans, including Tom Spencer, who worked for George W. Bush in Bush versus Gore, the case that decided the 2000 election, foresee the legal wrangling ending at the court, where Trump has appointed three of the nine justices. He predicts that the outcome may hinge on three justices, Brett Kavanaugh, John Roberts, and Amy Coney Barrett, all of whom, like Spencer, worked on Bush's team two decades ago. In September, Trump said he wanted Barrett installed on the high court before the election to ensure a full bench to decide election disputes. The big issue, of course, is how Justice Barrett going to rule, Spencer says. The consequences of the coming legal battles may extend beyond who becomes the next president of the United States. The litigation could test Americans' confidence in the electoral process, shake their faith in the judiciary as an impartial arbiter of U.S. law, and further divide an already polarized nation. Make no mistake, our democracy is being tested in this election, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf said November 4th. This is a stress test of the ideals upon which this country was founded. Lawyers for both the Trump and Biden campaigns have been preparing for this moment for months, with backing from deep-pocketed donors as well as the Republican and Democratic National Committees. Each has amassed an army of top-tier lawyers and legal experts who have been deployed at strategic outposts around the country. In the months before the election, lawyers for various Democratic and Republican entities filed more than 400 election-related lawsuits, putting the 2020 race on track to be the most litigated in history. Some of these decisions may have made a post-election day showdown more likely by narrowing the margin between Biden and Trump. On October 26th, the Supreme Court upheld Wisconsin's ballot receipt deadline. Appeals courts similarly ruled in favor of shorter ballot receipt deadlines in Georgia and Michigan. The Supreme Court decision in the Wisconsin case unquestionably made the margin closer, says Jay Heck, executive director of Common Cause in the state. There are probably thousands of absentee ballots that will be arriving in the next few days. When the deadline was extended during Wisconsin's primary this year, the state's election commission said it resulted in an additional 79,000 ballots being counted.